Scientists in America have helped a paralyzed man to take his first steps in over 5 years. They've done it by developing a system that eavesdrops on the patient's brainwaves and can detect when he wants to walk. The computer then activates a stimulator system that can signal the patient's leg muscles to move, enabling him to stand and then walk unaided. The device, which is the first of its kind, provides a way for patients paralyzed by spinal cord injuries to bypass the roadblock, preventing the flow of instructions from the brain to motor nerves and muscles, and recover their ability to move. The breakthrough is the brainchild of engineer Zoran Nenadic and, up first, neurologist Arne Doe.
What we're trying to do is find a way to bypass this roadblock, so to speak, by recording the brainwaves that are associated with thinking about walking or trying to walk, and getting the computer to recognize that the person is thinking about walking from the brainwaves, and then subsequently sending a signal to electrical stimulations to get the muscles in the legs to contract and move based on the brainwave signals.
Zoran, how did you approach this as a problem? Because for many years, people have known muscles are electrical. If we put stimuli into the muscles, they will move. How did you go about trying to unite a pattern of brain activity with a person's intention to move a certain set of muscles in a certain way?
We first started with a virtual reality environment where the person would use their brainwaves to operate a little character in a video game, if you will. And then we subsequently migrated this technology to a robotic device where a person uses their brainwaves to operate a leg robot, basically suspended over a treadmill. And then only then did we actually translate this into a functional electrical stimulation system. That is a set of electrodes that is mounted on subject's legs that moves his muscles and allows him to actually make his own steps.
How did you record or register the brain activity of your patient in order to work out what he was wanting to do?
Basically, we mounted a cap that looks just like a swimming cap. It's an elastic cap that's embedded with recording sensors or electrodes. These electrodes can sense these tiny electrical pulses that are emitted by the brain. This is all non-invasive. That means it sits on the surface of the head. And so when a person thinks about walking or tries to walk, these electrical pulses have very slight signatures, very slight properties that deviate from those when a person is not engaged in such an activity. And it is through this difference that we try to figure out what the person is actually trying to do, whether to walk or not to walk.
And Arne, how do you translate that pattern of signals that Zoran's device is recording into a computer and translate that into a pattern of movement that the patient needs in order to activate muscles?
So what happens is when the computer algorithm or the computer program that deciphers or decodes the brainwaves figures out that the person is thinking about walking, it sends a signal to the electrical stimulator, which is pre-programmed to make stimulation of the muscles so that they move the right leg and then the left leg and then the right leg in a kind of an automatic fashion for as long as the person is thinking about walking. When they stop thinking about walking, then of course it shuts off the stimulation and keeps the person standing still.
How did the patient get on with this? How did they actually embrace the technology and then learn to make it work for them?
It took a process of training to get to this point. So the first thing that we did was to make sure that he could control virtual reality avatar, the walking of this avatar. And by nature of that, he was able to show us that he could change brainwaves while he was thinking about walking or thinking about standing still. The second thing that we had to do was to use electrical stimulation exercises to strengthen his muscles, which have not been used for standing. That also took a period of time. And then we also had to train him to use the electrical stimulation system for stepping. Once that was all done, then we could put it all together and get the study participant to stand up with the brain-controlled system and then use his thoughts about walking or not walking to move his legs and make the walking movements.
So equipped with your system, can the patient now stand independently and walk independently as long as he's thinking along the right lines to make the device work?
Yes, he can, for as long as the system is hooked up We usually do supervise him just to make sure that everything is safe when we're running the experiment, but more or less he's controlling it by himself.
And how has he responded to this? He must be delighted.
He expressed to us that he was pretty excited. He once told us that it almost felt like he was walking before he had his injury, except for the fact there was no sensation coming back about where his legs were.
So, Zoran, is that the next optimization? Engineers are always trying to improve things. Is the next step, excuse the pun, to actually endow the patient with some feedback so that not only is he controlling things, he's also feeling, in inverted commas, where his legs are now going so that he has better control?
Absolutely. The current system is not equipped to provide the feedback back to the user, and he constantly has to look down to the floor to actually see where his feet are. Clearly, this is not how able-bodied people walk. Therefore, we need to make sure that the next generation of the system is able to provide the feedback to the user. So that would not only make them feel better, but also improve the performance of the system tremendously.